Of course, a couple of days we'll be celebrating 4th of July.
Yes.
And it's been a minute since we've heard from this guy. He is a professional hand farter. He can make fart sounds with his hands.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people may do it underneath their arms or perhaps their legs.
You can do it under your legs.
Not like this guy. This guy can do songs.
Whoa.
So, obviously, for 4th of July, he is performing the Star Spangled Banner in honor of Independence Day. And this is truly sounds he's making from his hands.
Oh my God, why do I love this?
That's amazing. Okay.
How is this possible?
Isn't it great?
It's so... Listen, there are a lot of people that don't appreciate stuff like this, but I don't know why.
They get appalled. They really do.
I love it. I can't get enough of fart jokes, fart noises, even the word fart. I mean, it's just so funny to me.
Whenever I did the fart noises under my legs, there was that girl who actually used to be in TV media in this market. She doesn't no longer work on TV.
Yeah.
She does something else.
Yeah.
We have her name.
She ripped
us apart. Say, this is exactly why I hate morning radio. It's terrible that they would ever do any fart noises like that. And I thought it was a great talent.
I've been doing
the fart noises underneath my legs since I was like in second grade.
Right.
I'm like, what do you do? Obviously not TV anymore.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm with you. And I want to ask you a serious question.
Okay.
If we got the hand farter here in Springfield, would you guys go buy tickets to see him live?
Yes.
Would you? I mean, would
all
you go
day,
see him?
Every day, absolutely.
Because he does a bunch of songs, not just the Star Spangled Banner. There's all kinds of songs this guy does. Would you be interested if we got him in town? Because I don't want to bring him in town and then there's only 18 people that want to go see the hand farter. I mean, if he does requests, how fun would that be?